of the Dancing with the Stars podcast. My name is
Chuck. I am Cindy, and we sent Heather home a while ago because we had problems with our...
Problems with the system, and we may still be having problems with the system. I don't know.
She'll be back next week. She's pregnant, and it's a long day working, and blah, blah, blah.
She got that whole pregnancy excuse.
Yes.
I'm tired.
She didn't say that. She just said, you know, we kept trying.
No, that was me.
Oh, okay.
I'm tired. You could tell she was getting impatient. She has that same impatient look you have.
Well, she's my daughter, so.
I gotta go. I'm upset.
All right, stop. You're done.
I'm done. I've been at this for a while. I don't know.
You have. You've been doing this for an hour. I'm proud of you, though.
It's me. I don't know if it's just
life. It's you.
It could be me. In fact, I don't even know if it's recording properly right now because the top one is going really slow and the bottom one's going really fast.
Well, we'll see what happens.
If it works, it works. If it doesn't, oh, well.
You're not a quitter, though.
I'm not a quitter. I'm a whiner.
You are a whiner.
Well, we have a new season.
Yeah, it's a weird one. It's a four-week one.
Four-week one. It's a short one.
There's 10 pairs.
Ten dancers?
10 dancers.
And we already lost two.
Two, so now we're down to eight. Oh, look at that. I could do math.
Wow.
And I wasn't sure because, you know, when you haven't been working for 5 months, your brain goes a little squishy. Yeah.
Two plus two is, I don't remember.
Anyway. So it was an interesting show. I felt bad right away. They were casting people off. I was like, no.
Well, I guess because Heather was actually asking questions before. How long have they been training before?
Did they get to train longer?
Longer, and I guess 2.5 weeks.
She was wondering if maybe they got more time to train because it was such a fast pace so that you wouldn't have the time to show the improvement of the dancing.
Right.
Because, you know, over time, because what is it usually like, what, 8 weeks or something like that?
8 to 10 weeks.
Okay. So it's cool to see because you see that improvement. This is going to be interesting. You know, I just felt like I hope it's not like where it's kind of like rushed through, you know, where you're just like, it's not really what you think.
It's just like, you know, hey, we got to give you something.
So here you go.
We don't want to give, it's kind of like this podcast. We didn't want to go a whole nother year without doing it because you guys would forget about us. Maybe the Dance with the Stars does the same thing. Athletes edition.
But why couldn't they go longer than 4 weeks? Couldn't they go into June with just that not work for TV?
Maybe the dancers have problems with their schedule. I don't know. I wasn't involved.
Of course, Max and Val are on it, but Heather and I did get our Max and Val. We went to the show.
Yeah, how was that?
Oh, fabulous. We had really, well, I bought the tickets like last November. We went in March, I think, end of March. So the first time we went to the show, we were like in the boonies, but we didn't care. We loved it. This time we were like maybe 10 rows from the stage.
Yeah.
Loved it. It was a good show. A little different, some sad. It was a little melancholy. I don't know if I said that word right, but it's a little, it was like some parts were like, because there's a show because I guess at one point that Max and PETA, am I right? Yeah, broke up. So you kind of had that stage, but it was a good one. I liked it.
They broke up.
Well, not now, but years ago when they first started dating,
okay.
They kind of separated, then they got back together, then they had a baby, then they got married, and then it's all good now. So anyway.
But you guys got to figure out that parking situation, right? Because it takes you guys two hours to get out?
No, about an hour to get home.
Like a year?
Just about that. So we'll figure it out for next year.
You called me. You said, yeah, we're stuck in traffic. In fact, Heather had her baby, right?
It wasn't that bad. Anyway, we had a good time. We enjoyed it. And it was all blasty blast.
Well, that's good. It was a blasty blast.
Yes.
Well, let's get to the dancing. I apologize. I'm kind of messing around with the sound, so it could get louder, could get not louder.
Are you just trying to make me sound loud?
I'm not trying to make you sound loud.
You don't need to make me
louder. You definitely
have
a big mouth.
I do.
Well, first up, we have Chris and Whitney doing the salsa.
The salsa.
He's the snowboarder, right? No, he's this skier. Snow guy?
No, he's a bobsledder.
Bobsledder.
This is where we need Heather because she's young and her memory's better.
I knew it was one of the Olympics, Winter Olympic sports.
He was pretty good. He wasn't too bad.
I thought he did a good job. They only got sevens, but I thought.
But, you know, there were still higher marks than they would normally give in the first week. So I think they're.
Except for Kareem.
Poor little fella.
Well, he's kind of poor little fella.
I know. But I liked it. You know, it wasn't my favorite, as my grandson Zachary says.
Not my favorite. I don't like it.
It was good. It was impressive. I mean, he had rhythm. He was able to hold his own, and wasn't too bad.
Yeah, I thought together they look like a good couple.
Yeah,
I mean, they're
absolutely.
So I thought a little better. I would have given it an 8, but I'm a little more generous than.
I love the costume Whitney was wearing. She's got those girls have such great figures.
It was a fabulous costume.
I mean, but they probably have to work their butts out to look that good. I don't know. I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
You're my man. Do you really care? No. You'll love me either way.
I'm gonna let myself go. You're looking at me and say, nah, I don't have to do anything anymore.
Well, I'm looking across from you. My husband doesn't have a lot of hair, if you guys don't know. So his hair, even though it doesn't have much, it looks like he's Bozo the Clown. If some of us old people remember Bozo, where the hair would stick out, where the sides of the hair would stick out. That's
I need a haircut. Yeah, well, I need my hair shaved off.
You need your hair shaved off.
I just wish it would stop growing on the side.
Why?
Just stop.
Why?
Just stop.
But, you know, you would be really handsome. Not that you're not handsome now.
You're digging yourself a hole. You know you'd be handsome with hair, but you're kind of ugly without hair.
No. Listen to me. I said you would be really handsome. I emphasize the word really handsome.
So next up, we have Kareem and Lindsay doing the cha-cha. And he's 71. He's 7'2". And I was trying to say, I go, you know, he played basketball from a kid until he was in his 40s when he quit with the Lakers. Yeah, so he's played, he probably played 35, 40 years of basketball.
Since child.
And, you know, you're older, and you're, as you know, when you get older, because you're now older.
Yes, I had a birthday yesterday.
Your body, you know, your bones, and especially when you're taller.
Yeah.
Your bones.
He just didn't look well, though, but they said he had cancer.
Right,
how
cancer
long ago
survivor.
Was that?
I can't remember, but I remember having it. I do like that you can always tell when the dancer's going to be a struggle, because then they have all the other background dancers. So, but he had fun with it.
I always wonder, one of the parts that I like when they bring athletes that were superior, like he was a phenomenal athlete.
Yeah, Hall of Famer.
One of the best of all times. And this is obviously not
great actor.
This is obviously not an area he excels in.
Roger Murdoch.
And anyway, he comes out there and puts himself out there. So you really just got to give him credit for that, because they have to have some kind of egos as a player.
Yeah.
To be able to keep.
And I think he has an ego. He
seems humble, though.
He's humble, but
humble. I would say ego with a humbleness.
Yeah.
That's the terminology. But anyway, I just thought, you know, good for you. You went out there and put yourself out there. I wanted to cover my eyes a little bit because I was feeling bad for him. Not a lot of rhythm.
No, he just. But I think, you know, your body can only do so much
True.
At a certain age, and it just. And if it's not something, like you said, it's not something that most of us are good at. I mean, especially at that level,
you can't dance at all.
especially with my bald head. But you have.
I never picked you for your dancing.
You have the
skills.
You have the professional dancers. I think one of them even commented on it. One that got voted out. She said that Arnhem is so good.
I think they said, well,
Erin Andrews.
Erin, I think I couldn't remember her name.
Said, well,
she said, well, there's no way Arnhem could snowboard like you.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
You know, we're each of their own little elements.
Some do. Like I said, I thought the Krista Whitney looked.
Yes.
Very comfortable.
Yeah, cute couple.
But you know, also Kareem, like you said, the height difference.
Yeah.
He's so tall, 7'2", compared to
Do you
Lindsay.
Think he's going to last long?
No.
I think it's just his fame will keep him for a little bit.
I think he's gone next week.
You think he's gone next week?
I think he's gone next week. Depending on how many people they vote off. I'm assuming they're going to go at least two a week.
Right.
Next up, he had a 6 from Carrie-Anne, a 5 from Lynn. Obviously, Lynn didn't care how old he was.
Right.
And Bruno gave him a 6. Next up is Is it Janine and Kao? I'm trying to read my writing. Doing the foxtrot.
This is a softball player. But I loved. Didn't you guys? Maybe you didn't, but I loved her dress.
I fell in love with the dress.
Oh, it was stunning, and I thought it was so cute that her kids were there and everything.
The older kid didn't look like he wanted to be there.
I know, but it's just again, you know.
I'm not telling you right now. The older kid hadn't been training for 2.5 weeks.
Whatever. but anyway, I just thought it was a great dance. I think she looked good. She looked nervous. Her smile looked like it was kind of like paste on because she was trying to be.
Well, she hasn't. I mean, I don't. When was the last time she was?
I don't know much about her. I'm not a softball. I should ask my niece. She probably knows all about
her.
I
remember
her
back
player.
From the day she used to. She used to pitch against Major League. I mean, to see how, because she was that good.
She was that good.
Yeah,
that's cool.
I mean, I remember her back in the day. I don't know.
Right.
But
I thought she held her own. It wasn't. I mean, most of the dances, I thought everybody didn't look.
It must be Genie.
Like, it wasn't like Geraldo when he went out and danced. At least everybody.
Why are we still picking on Geraldo? That's something like 10 years ago.
Because it's a Latin guy. How does a Latin guy not have rhythm? Anyway.
He's old, though.
Still, he should have something. You have more rhythm than Geraldo.
It is scary. Yes.
Anyway.
I don't have the cool mustache,
though. I thought
she
looked good. I love the dress. I love the scenery. I thought the whole portrayal, what they did with her and everything was good. And I thought she didn't do bad. I thought she held her own pretty well.
I thought she had 7s across the board, so not a bad start.
No.
Can she win it?
No.
Okay. Next up, we have Jamie and Artem doing the Vietnamese waltz. They got low score. I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah, I didn't think it was bad either. I thought it was perfect.
She did seem nervous, she did admit to being nervous. That's the, again, going. I know it's only a short 4 weeks, but that's the problem. You have these people coming out there, and they're nervous. It's not, and you know, she started out slow, and I think that hurt her because she did start out a little slow.
Yeah, I agree.
And I just think the first week they should have done 5 weeks and said, okay, the first week it's just all right. You're gonna get your feet wet. We're gonna let the audience get used to the, you know, who's.
Right.
I don't think there should be an elimination the first week.
Yeah, they could have done like maybe, I don't know how they plan out their schedule. They may not have been able to do like one week, have two shows.
Again, they don't answer me.
Would it, Amazing Race, they did back to back, which right. We didn't like as much.
No, because they're just spitting it out.
Yeah, they're just spitting it out there. So I'm kind of mixed on both things.
It's almost like, because, you know, with Netflix and binge watching, right. And a lot of most people, like I do it now a lot, I'll just, right. I wait and
how often do we even watch TV? Regular cable.
No,
I'll binge watch
a show now instead of watching a show
live. I've been watched Grey's Anatomy. I've been watched ER.
Grey's Anatomy.
And now I've been watching.
Binge watching.
Binge watching. God, I need to be better. Slow down.
Binge
watching. I'd be better with my pronunciation. But now I'm binge watching Scandal.
Yes.
Yes, I am. I know you hate that noise.
That's why I stopped watching it.
But then, you know what? The only thing I don't hate about, I'm going to change the subject real quick, but I'm just going to put it out there. The only thing I hate about binge watching my old shows is that you make me hate them.
Because
the whole time.
Grey's Anatomy is terrible.
The whole time.
It's a terrible show.
You do. No, but you. I thought it was the best show ever, and now I'm not into it anymore.
Why?
You ruined it for me.
Why? Because literally.
It's like you took Santa Claus away from me.
Well, you have Grey's Anatomy, and I've said this on another Ramblecast. Literally, everybody there dies.
It's a hospital.
Meredith has had everything happen to her under the sun.
True.
And she, I mean, it's just like, oh, we need a plot line here. Oh, let's run Meredith over with a car.
I know, but I did. But you know what?
You know, you're at the best hospital in the world. No, you're not. You're going to die.
Okay.
You're going
but
to
what
die.
What is one of the reasons you watch shows? Most people, to escape their own reality of life.
Yeah,
right?
I want to watch a show where people die.
No, but anyway, I now hate
Grey's. Well, we like Blackish.
Yeah, we stopped watching it because it got all depressing.
Well, the last 2 weeks, it's been like, you know, I get you're trying to do something different, but all the whole season, everything was peaches and cream. And the last two episodes, it's like.
They hate each other.
They just.
And he moved out.
Yeah.
So what happened?
It's like, well, what's going on here? How long is this going to last?
I know, but we're way off topic here. We're not, right?
Anyway. So, yeah, anyway, Grey's Anatomy is terrible.
Yeah. Thank you for ruining it for me. How would you like me to watch Lost with you and then go there and criticize it? Do the slow clap that he does. Listen, people, he does the slow clap on certain parts of it when it's like a good thing. He sits there and does a slow clap. And so now I wait for her slow clap. I need it now to watch the show. So,
you actually stop and look at me. I go, yeah. Oh, wait. I'm sorry I wasn't paying attention.
Yes. Yes. So, hope you're happy.
It's just a bad show. I mean, it's been on forever.
This is their 14th season
now. Here's what the plot lines. Brain tumors and beating
heart
up
problems.
Meredith.
And
people die.
All right. Thank you, Jack.
It's like the actress that left and said, she was right. I know Catherine Hegel. She was. I'm sorry. She was right. And if you're a writer for Grey's Anatomy, I apologize. Hey, you're making a lot of money, so don't even listen to me. Next up, we have Jamie and Artem. We already talked about them. She got six from Carrie Ann, seven from Len.
And six from
Bruno.
Bruno.
So Len was the generous one there.
Yeah, he was.
Next up, we have, is it Mariah and Allen?
Yes, the figure skater, the first woman who landed a triple axel at the Olympics in the team competition.
Exactly. She could fly.
I thought she was fabulous.
I thought she did a great job.
Yeah, I thought she did too. Carrie Ann was talking about, because I watched it before. You watched it to take notes. I watched it the first time to watch it. And Carrie Ann was talking about that she thought she did too much of her head. So she thought, and that she was too, like, I'm going to paraphrase it, but she felt like she was too excited, that she needed to kind of calm it down a little bit. So, not excited. I forgot
too
the word.
Emotional, too
emotional.
Too animated.
Like overplaying
herself
and that she needed to kind of taper a little bit. But I thought it was awesome. Some of the stuff she was doing, those splits.
I thought they did a great job.
Oh, What great legs. Of course, figure skaters have great legs.
Well, figure skaters seem to do well in this competition.
Yes, they do.
It's, well, I think, they similar
have,
training.
They have rhythm and similar training. Yeah, you work your butt off. I mean, she said every day of her life, a majority of her life, I think she's been skating since she was like 4 or 5, and she's like 24, has been skating every single day.
We've said it 1,000. We used to work at the rink.
Yeah.
The same kids there every day. Single day. And I go, how do they? And they're doing the same routine over to the same music. I'm not trying to sound depressing, but I couldn't do it.
I know.
Literally couldn't do it.
You're
It'd
okay.
Like watching
you're
Grey's
all
Anatomy,
better now, Jack.
Binge watching Grey's Anatomy. She
but
got,
anyway.
She got, Carrie Ann gave her a 7, right. And Lena Bruno.
8. And I thought Carrie was being a little too nitpicking, but that's
well,
okay.
Well, that's Carrie Ann.
Yeah, I know.
Can she win it?
Yes.
She could win it.
Yeah.
Next up we have.
It's going to be the basketball Notre Dame girl.
What was her name? Arik.
We even listened to it so we could pronounce it. Where's Heather when we need her?
Fabulous basketball player.
Fabulous. And, and one of my favorite universities,
Archaea?
Notre Dame.
Archaea?
Anyway.
I apologize.
And Caleb.
I thought Heather would be here and I didn't.
You wouldn't have to know it as well. The teacher would be here to help the pronunciation.
I thought she started out a little rough.
Yeah, but I thought
at the end she came through. I mean, considering she's studying it, still in school, studying at Notre Dame.
Right.
She's, you know, having to do this dancing. She's got a full thing going on here, full plate.
Right.
But I thought she did a great job. I thought Lynn was a little low with the scores, but
well, I don't. He probably didn't like the tennis shoes.
Yeah,
and then she, you know, the dance shoes. But it'll be interesting to see moving forward because I'm sure wearing dance shoes and heels—that's a whole new world. You know, putting heels on.
If they can get everything revolve around basketball.
Yeah, I don't think they could do that every time, but I think I know I wear heels, you know, but I don't wear them very often. And when I do, it's really hard to walk and do. You have to practice.
My feet are killing me. These heels are just killing me. You
know, whatever.
You're putting all your weight in the game. Yeah.
Thank you for sharing.
So anyway, Carrie Ann gave a 7, Lynn a 6, and Bruno a 7. Next up we have Adam and Jenna doing the cha-cha. Oh, I forgot to mention they were doing the salsa.
Okay.
Doing the cha-cha.
This was a good one. They did a good job. I mean, Adam's going to definitely be one of the top.
Figure skater.
Yeah, another figure skater.
I
definitely
like the thing they did at the end.
Yep. I mean, he did a little bit. His hands were a little bit too wild for me. You know, he needs to kind of tame that a little bit.
Tame those hands.
But otherwise, I thought he looked good out there. I mean, he looked like a professional dancer. You know, he didn't. You know, he kind of was able to stay with Jenna. Ability wise, pretty well.
Yeah. So again, they look.
They
like
got eights across the
eights
board.
Eights across the board. So right. Obviously a favorite to win.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Don't you think?
I think so. Yeah. It was pretty flawless.
Yeah.
I thought.
Yeah. Absolutely.
If it'd been later on in the.
And I really like because I'm drawing a blank. We just said her name. Him, Adam, and the figure skater.
Oh, the is it Jenna?
No, Mia.
Maria.
Mariah. I'm not saying it right. Oh my gosh.
Mira.
We're not saying it right.
Oh, I apologize.
Anyway, they have
Where's Heather?
I know. They're a good team, and so they were very competitive but still supportive of each other. I thought that was really cute.
Yeah, she wouldn't take the bait.
No, she would not.
She was the
smart
trash
girl.
Dog. I'm not taking the bait. Yeah. It's a show where you have to be popular.
True.
So why would you? So if all his fans, if you came out there and blasted him,
I know,
and they're like going.
But I see the two of them at the end.
Yeah, I think so too. Next up, we have Johnny and Emma doing the foxtrot. Johnny Damon.
Yeah. Too bad. I was surprised.
Yeah, he's a little rough. I thought that maybe he should have. I thought the uniform was a little tight.
Really?
I thought, you know, it kind of constricted him a little bit. I thought loosen it up a little bit.
Yeah,
a little too tight. But
I was impressed though.
He did better than what the scores indicated.
Yes, I agree. Because I thought they gave lower scores to him than they gave Kareem, and I thought he was better than Kareem.
Well, no, he got. Kareem got 6-6, 6-5-6.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Damon got 6-6-6.
I know, but to me, when you're
Damon,
I know, but when you're
6-6-6?
Looking at Damon and Kareem, and they're Demon? Both like both got sixes, I didn't think they both should have gotten.
No.
He should have got some right. Sevens, in my
maybe,
opinion.
Maybe it's he's wearing tennis shoes also.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, anyway,
been. But Johnny Damon 6-6-6. Johnny Damon. Next up, we have Tonya and Sasha.
Tonya and Sasha.
This was a big debate.
We were debating it when we were watching it, weren't we?
Like I said, I don't have any problem with her being on the show. I'm just tired of the, oh, poor Tonya. She, like I said, she was not a, she didn't like to do the work, right?
Oh, talented girl.
Very talented.
Extremely.
Extremely talented. Yeah. Yeah, she
first Prince Atlanta, Triple Axel, Nationals.
She might have had a rougher life than Nancy Kerrigan did. But again, she took And she knew. I'm sorry. She basically admitted she knew, and there's no way she didn't know anything about it. And she tried to take the easy way out and eliminate the competition. So like I said, if I'm going to the World Series and I go, oh, I'm facing the star pitcher of the other team, who's going to feel sorry for me if I go over there and try to break the arm of the star pitcher?
Right.
It's you compete on the head to head.
But see, where I go, where Heather and I were going a little bit, was that she didn't have a that great of a mother who really taught her.
There are several people out there who have not had great mothers, great fathers, or either one, and been successful in life.
Right.
Again, I'm not saying she can't compete. I'm not saying she can't, but I'm tired of the, we got to feel sorry for Tanya. I don't. And I'm just
you're
entitled
to your opinion.
I am. Like I said, I don't hate her. I'm not gonna sit there and go, oh yeah, she had her. It was rough for her. I don't feel sorry for her.
Right.
Sorry, she was involved in something that she tried to take some. The dream was to win gold, right? And to make money.
Yeah.
And also to make money from that.
Well, of course she wanted to make money.
Right. She tried to eliminate someone's dream.
And she, what's sad is she didn't have to do that.
No.
She was talented. She was actually a better skater than Nancy.
Yeah.
Nancy had more grace. But see, they both weren't my favorite skaters. My skater was Christy Yamaguchi.
Right.
Because anyway, but it just.
No, she didn't have to do that.
No,
but
she was talented.
Again, she's trying to take these, and she wanted to guarantee the kid.
Yeah.
I mean, her husband, she probably got influenced by the husband.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Dance was a nice dance, and I thought she looked lovely. I thought she did a good job, and she got 8 across the board. So
yeah, I mean, I can't complain. I mean, no. if she wins, she wins. I mean, I'm not going to root.
I don't see her winning.
I'm not rooting against her. I just don't like the sympathy part.
I get it.
I'm not going to feel sorry for her.
Okay.
I said it.
All right.
You can hate me all you want. Next up, we have Josh and Sharna doing the cha-cha.
I thought they
did the foxtrot.
Oh, this was my favorite dance of the night. I just thought it was really
good.
Cool. They were good.
They
looked good together. They danced well.
He
great
very
partnership.
Confident.
Very confident. I really thought he did a great, phenomenal job. And this was my favorite dance.
So he's definitely top three.
Oh, I say he's definitely, yeah. I say of all the group, I say the Adam and Mariah, but no, I'm not saying her name right.
And Josh.
And Josh. And.
And Kareem.
Maybe the bobsled guy.
Chris?
Yeah, he wasn't too bad.
So, yeah, probably the top five.
Yeah.
Depends. It depends on what, they do a slower dance.
Yeah, they're probably going to eliminate 2 a week because it's 4 weeks, and then you have the champion last week.
Or next week, could be 3. Or you said there's 8 left.
So they do 2, it would be 6.
Down to 6.
2 down to 4, which would be about right.
And then you have 4.
Then they go down to 3, and then they go down to the champion.
Okay, all right.
So.
And then today was eliminated was Johnny and Emma and Jamie and Artem.
Yeah, and I didn't. I was surprised Johnny was let go.
I was surprised that Johnny was let go.
I thought it was definitely going to be Kareem.
Again, nothing against Kareem.
No,
I give credit for being out there doing what he's doing, but I thought he was of the 10. He had the least amount of talent.
I would agree. Absolutely. I mean, again, I covered my eyes a little bit because I just felt bad for him. And I was like, how sometimes when I watch TV and the things make me uncomfortable, I fast forward it.
But it could be he was such a great basketball player.
Yeah, he just,
player.
To me, looked sickly and thin out there. And I just felt, I don't know, I just felt bad. I don't know why. Just that.
But he made it.
Yes, he did a good job.
And that's it for this week. Hopefully next week.
Who do you think is going home next week? You think Kareem and?
I think if they do 2, it's going to be Kareem and.
I'd be surprised if Tanya's still around.
If it's a fan vote, I don't see.
You think she has Vans?
No, I don't think
I'm saying.
I think more people would probably lean my way than
I would agree
your
with you.
Way. I mean,
I don't know that the movie really portrayed her as the victim.
That's what everyone keeps saying. You got to watch the movie. You got to watch. I go, no, I pretty much, it doesn't matter what the movie said. I don't care.
Right.
I mean, I get it. I feel bad for people that have had a rough, but there are people that have, I've already said what I'm going to say, but like I said, I don't have anything against her. I mean, she can do whatever she wants, but.
Been seeing what everybody else thinks about it,
you know,
listeners and stuff.
Yeah, you can send in your feedback. You can send it to.
You don't know, do you?
I don't know. I can't remember. Send it to. Just send it to lostpodcast@gmail.com.
We have a Dancing with Stars one, don't we?
I don't think we do.
Oh.
We have Amazing Race one.
Oh.
But just send it. If you have an email, send it to lostpodcast@gmail.com or put your response in the. On the Facebook page,
right.
JJack Facebook page, there's a thread on there for Dancing with the Stars. Put your information there and we'll.
We'll read it.
We'll read it. All right.
Sounds good, baby.
I
next week, we'll probably have Heather, hopefully.
We'll have Heather, hopefully.
You'll figure this out.
I hope so.
You're not getting the producer award.
I don't want it anymore.
Okay.
I don't want it.
See, all those years you made fun of your son. It's not easy.
It's not easy. No, it's tough.
I know.
It's tough.
You just showed up.
And hopefully this recorded properly.
Hopefully it did too.
Because it was gold. If not, if it didn't record properly, I'm going to hit you in the shins.
No, please don't.
And then I had a rough upbringing.
Okay. All right.
That's it. That's all we got. But, you know, do you shop Amazon?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, not as much anymore. But if you shop Amazon, you can go to jayandjack.com and there's a
Amazon thing. Click it.
Click it. And it looks like your normal Amazon page. And
once you click it, comes up to your Amazon page. Right. You're right.
Everything you purchase on Amazon.
Percentage of it.
A little percentage goes to the podcasts we have here. Because we have different podcasts. We have the broadcast, the Ramblecast.
Survivor.
Walking Dead. Westworld. Is back. And oh my gosh, that is amazing.
Actually, I'm watching it, which I wasn't into it last year.
You're asking me questions. Like last week, it was bouncing all over the place.
That's the only thing that drives me crazy.
I said, well, it's great storytelling. You just have to kind of be patient with it and it will come together. There's a whole list of our podcasts on the jayandjack.com if you go on there. We also have we're patrons. This is a patron-driven show. If you'd like to become a patron, we take $1 to $1 million.
A million. Okay.
I keep asking.
All right, baby.
Maybe Bill Gates will listen and say, maybe this guy will just shut up if I give him $1 million. Maybe. You never know. But anyway, you become a patron. Go to patreon.com/jayandjack or just go on jayandjack.com. Little button says become a patron. Again, it's all spread evenly through all the podcasts, which makes them all happy and smile and all that different stuff. And this time, I'd like to thank five patrons. Molly Millennial, Maggie the Magnificent, Ed the Letter Carrier. They call him the creepy letter carrier on that.
He's not creepy. He's a nice guy. I don't know him personally, but he looks like a nice guy on his Facebook.
Like he could be creepy. Who knows? Eckhart Richter Glaffler and Tack from Tokyo. Thanks for doing what you do. And thanks for everyone. And you know, if you want to help this podcast out, just go to iTunes and say, hey, even if it's not worth 5 stars, give us 5 stars.
Do you think someone's going to give you a 5-star when you put down Grey's Anatomy and do the slow clap?
If you hate Grey's Anatomy... like I do, go to iTunes and give us a 5-star. Even if you love Grey's Anatomy.
My little words for today is don't ever watch a show that you love with Jack if he doesn't like it because he'll spoil it for you.
I do that at Comic-Con, too.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I'll sit there and go. I'll start picking a smarter show and some people look at me like, but that's what I do.
Because you're not a nice person.
What does it have to be about being nice? You watch something and you start seeing, okay, it's just the same plot. Over and over again.
I'm done watching the rewatch. We're good.
Well, you're doing Scandal now.
Yeah, I know. And you're going to ruin that for me next.
Have I ruined it?
Not yet, but I've only watched several shows, so we'll see.
Anyway, that's all we got. Next week, hopefully, we'll have Heather the... I said she has a beer belly.
Yeah, she has a beer. She's 23 weeks pregnant. She should have a little bit of belly.
Well, she's afraid of gaining weight.
I know.
You're pregnant.
You're supposed to be gaining weight.
So that's why I say you have a beer belly.
Yeah, thank you. Again, make her feel good about herself.
Well, I'm just trying to make her laugh because she was sitting there like, ugh. She had that pregnant, sometimes pregnant people can be a little impatient.
No.
And she had that look. I said, look, you can go home if you want. It's your mom's fault. Anyway, hasta luego and goodbye.
Goodbye.